Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss our most controversial Drag Race opinions, the Little Mermaid casting news that everyone should be talking about, and the Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes rumors. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
What is up? What is popping? What is good, my sis?
The sky is up. My pussy is popping, and life is good.
Wow. That is, I mean, you're really looking at life with a lens of abundance, aren't you?
Come on, glass half full.
Britta fully filled.
Come on, filtered Brita water glass drinking deliciousness.
Sure. What was the, I feel like we have a continued theme in our text messages back and forth where it's just us sending screenshots of Pokemon and us just telling each other potential drag queen names. I feel like instead of texting them, we should just have a joint, like a Word doc.
Spreadsheet?
Like not a spreadsheet, but like on your phone.
Google Doc.
You know how you can share a note? A shared note. We should just do that with drag names so that we can just have them all in one place.
That seems like you're just going to take all my drag names and take credit for them.
Well, then we can separate it and we can say Corey's ideas, Tyler's ideas, and really just keep a list going.
Your drag name should be Constance Lee.
Oh, no.
Stealing my jokes.
Yeah, we'll add that. Please, we'll add that to your
please
list.
Please welcome to the stage, Constance Lee, stealing my jokes.
What was the one I came up with during Pride?
Was it
Trudy? Trudy something. Trudy.
Trudy Lowbrow. It doesn't even make sense.
We were out to lunch with people, and Corey had gone home, and I don't know how it came up, but we were coming up with drag names, and I said, "What about Trudy Lowbrow?" And she has lowbrow jokes, and she draws her eyebrows very low. And we were trying to come up with a first name for it. We came up with Trudy, and we were going to send it to Corey. And I said, "Just you watch. Corey is going to reply word for word. Why is her name Trudy, though?" And we sent it, and I know Corey like the back of my bussy. He replied exactly word for word, "Why is her name Trudy, though?"
Do you see how I'm sitting here still stressed out about the fact that her name is Trudy, though? Why Trudy,
her name,
though?
Her name's not Trudy, though. Trudy,
I mean,
though,
that's
lowbrow.
Bitch. Trudy, though. Trudy, though, is a better drag name than Trudy Lowbrow.
Trudy, though, Lowbrow. I don't hate it. Why not? I don't know. Trudy's just a name. Let Trudy be Trudy. Nobody asked Trixie why her name's Trixie.
Because it sounds like Trixie's.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, listen. You know I love a drag name that has a pun in it. I'm not here for your stupid drag names unless they're funny. Oh, wow. Your name's Max? Cool.
What about Dax exclamation point?
Your name's Dax exclamation point? Great.
I wish there were a good way to search through your text, because I find it to be not the best system.
A bit cumbersome?
It doesn't work as well as I want it to, because I'm like, I would like to look through all of our texts to find drag names that we've sent back and forth to each other, because we don't have, you know, it's not easy. All I'm finding is you sent me that handy squirrel, squirrel finger something.
Yeah.
Are you
that, okay? You sounded like you just said I gave a handy to a squirrel or something.
Well, tell me about this. Did you order it? Describe what it is.
So it's a little squirrel puppet that you wear on your hand, and it comes in 5 pieces. So like your pinky and your thumb are like the bottom legs of the squirrel, and then you're like pointer finger and your index finger are like the top hands of the squirrel, and then your middle finger would be the head of the squirrel. And it's all finger puppet squirrel realness. Mm. And a friend of ours sent that to us yesterday, and I saw it was only $7. So I thought, well, I mean, yeah, I'd rather spend $7 on that than something else.
What did you buy? Did you buy it?
No, because he sent a screenshot of it and he didn't send a direct link. So I've been meaning to go back and Google it so I can find where it is. And in fact, maybe it's cheaper somewhere else.
Well, for $7.95, I think you're getting a steal for a 5-piece puppet. Handy squirrel, squirrel finger. I wish you the best. I want you to get it. I feel like it'll be good for like a rave or something. Or like,
what about the drag name Handy Squirrel, Squirrel something?
Handy Squirrel, Squirrel finger. That's a good drag name. Why not?
I get it.
When do you think we're gonna have the first drag queen who's straight go on Drag Race? Did we already discuss this, or is that something that haunts me solely?
No, I mean, I'm sure it's coming. Well, what's Chester C. up to?
No, please. What's his name? Candy Bar? Candy Cookie? Candy
Not
Cookie.
Candy Bar! Ms. Cookie!
Ms. Cookie, thank you. I mean, why not? I don't know. She could. God. Ms. Cookie could come back.
I spent a lot of...
I'm thinking of who's the drag queen that had the puppet? You know who I'm talking about.
What puppet?
I think she was first eliminated a season or two ago.
The one who had the head thing with all the heads on it?
No, not, what's her, that was like Octavia or something, Latravia, or what was that? What was the name, the head's name? Spacia, or what was it? Oh my God, that's gonna kill me. Drag queen with head on top.
Not drag queen with head on top.
What was that? Oh my God. Oh, it's Ornacia. Ornacia.
Yeah, but what's the drag queen's name?
Oh, I don't know. Ornacia was the head on top.
I came pretty close. I was like, is that season 7 or season 8? And I think it was season...
Go on.
I don't know. Apparently, I'm really wrong.
No, I'm thinking, who's the drag queen with the puppet who... She's in the same world as like Calorie Kardashian, if you will.
What kind of puppet did she have? James Mansfield.
Thank you. That was killing me.
All you have to say is your roommate's favorite drag queen contestant ever.
Well, to answer your previous question, Vivacious wore Ornacia on her head.
Yeah, I found that out too. And I was gonna say not to cause drama, but I think James Mansfield won her lip sync for her life in that first episode and should not have went home.
Is that your most controversial opinion?
No, I have much more.
Go on.
About Drag Race or about life in general?
About Drag Race. What's your most controversial drag opinion?
Wow. I mean, justice for James Mansfield, I guess.
That's pretty strong.
Is pretty strong. I mean, I also liked Eureka, and people always didn't really love her, which I was like,
people are shady toward her. I mean, maybe she said some like questionable things. I don't really follow the specifics. I know people like have receipts on her on things, but as a human, she's always been very sweet and kind to me, and I've seen her many times in person. She's always very sweet, and she was sweet when I was on the show, so my in-person experiences have been grand.
Top notch.
Top notch. Did somebody say top? Did somebody say notch?
Yeah, I did. I said both of those things.
Can you notch? Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and They might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Speaking of drag queens, what's your opinion on the casting of Ursula?
Who is it?
So, a lot of people are upset because they're doing the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid, and a lot of people are like have been campaigning that the Ursula casting should be a drag queen because Ursula was based on Divine and blah, 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 as if they would ever actually do that. But who knows? They had a, you know... I guess a more subversive casting for Hairspray when they did like the remake of Hairspray. Anyway, but my point is people wanted a drag queen for Ursula. What are you about to say?
Wait, I'm on the Little Mermaid IMDb.
Yeah.
And you will never believe who it says is going to play Flounder.
Oh my God, I know. I have already so much to talk about. Save it because I know.
Psychobabble. Icon.
We're gonna get to that. But first, we'll get there. Do you care about the casting of Ursula? Or I mean, the drag queen? Because I think officially it's gonna be Melissa McCarthy, or at least that's what people were talking about.
Well, I just Googled, and the rumors are all saying Melissa McCarthy for Ursula, which I would love. I've always liked Melissa McCarthy. I think she's great. I think she's funny. Listen, no matter what happens, people are always gonna like. I don't know. Everyone's always going to be mad about something.
True.
I'm happy with it. This says right now, it says Melissa McCarthy is rumored for Ursula and Harry Styles is rumored as Prince Eric.
I saw that. That's the latest that came out today, is that Harry Styles is in talks to play Prince Eric. And by the time this episode goes live, who knows? Maybe things will change. But
who knows? Maybe the movie will be canceled.
Who knows? Maybe. Hopefully. Well, hopefully not for our cycle ghosty himself, who's going to play Flounder. Are you going to break? You want to break the news? Well, who knows what's going to happen by next Tuesday? You want to break the news about who's playing Flounder?
But a lot. I guess you're right. A lot could happen by next Tuesday. All right. Do we get a drum roll?
Boop, boop, boop,
should
boop,
you do
boop,
the? Boop, 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 no, that's boop, a terrible drum roll. Should
bada-bing,
you be all
bada-boom,
like?
Bada-bing, bada-boom, ba-ba-ba,
no, or we could do what Bethany did on Real Housewives of New York, where she was all.
I don't know about that. That reminds me of Silence of the Lambs, where he's like, "Fava beans."
You know. Yeah, what's your favorite bean?
I love this game. I always get black beans at Chipotle.
Cool, great, awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this says that Cycle Baby himself, Jacob Tremblay, is going to play Flounder. Can you imagine?
Now that is some iconic casting.
Yeah, would you believe that I had somehow... Before we even got here today, I had already ended up on Awkwafina's IMDb page and saw that she was playing Scuttle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was. I saw a really good preview for when I saw Midsummer. I saw a really good preview for a movie that Awkwafina was in, and I was like, I got to check that out. And it's got 100 on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm going to try to go see it next week.
Well, you keep me posted. I like Awkwafina.
But then I saw Awkwafina, Scuttle, Little Mermaid, at the top of her actress credits, and I thought, the fuck?
Good for
her. I'm into it.
Good for her. I like everything about the casting so far. If Harry Styles plays the prince, who, I mean, I don't really, it's not like that part is huge. Maybe in the remake it'll be huge. I don't know. But good for him. I don't care.
Did you ever see Dunkirk with him? Have you been following Harry Styles' filmography?
I didn't catch Dunkirk, no. Didn't catch it.
Same.
I didn't catch Saving Private Ryan. I didn't catch, what's the one movie with Josh Hartnett?
I've caught every movie with Josh Hartnett.
War movies are not my zhuzh. I don't really get
Have
my
you
kicks.
Seen Braveheart?
Braveheart. No, I haven't, but I have seen Brave.
How do you spell Josh Hartnett?
If you could change your fate, would ya? Hello?
I would. I'm trying to find Josh Hartnett to find out what stupid movie he's in that you don't know the name of. Sorry, I'm trying to help you.
It's like about war, isn't it? And like
Black Hawk Down?
No, I haven't seen that either, though.
Pearl Harbor.
Thank you. Pearl Harbor. Please welcome to the stage, Pearl Harbor.
That's problematic.
No, I don't think so. Drag queens are subversive. Anything's on the table. Thank you.
So you're thinking
please.
You should have drag queens named after terror attacks and natural disasters?
You know what? I'm going to let them make that decision. That's not my...
Please welcome to the stage, Miss Earthquake.
No, ew, that's stupid.
Miss Tornado.
Ew, are they all in like a clique? They're all from like Salt Lake. They're Salt
yes,
Lake City.
They're called
queens.
The Weather Girls, you dumb bitch.
Ew, who else?
Earthquake, Tornado.
Miss Fire.
Oh, wow, you're good. What about Burma
Victim.
Burna Victim. but my friends call me Bernie.
Bernie Victim. It's a drag king.
No, a girl can be called Bernie.
No, I don't know about that. What's that called? Oh, quicksand. Do you think quicksand is real?
Yes.
I think it's just like a cartoon movie trope.
No, well, I saw it in The NeverEnding Story, and that wasn't even a cartoon.
Okay, well, that's still a movie. You get what I'm saying? Well,
the horse died in the quicksand.
Okay,
and that was
spoilers.
Sad.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoilers. Right. Oh my God! Wait, we forgot the most iconic drag queen weather girl's name.
What? Wait.
Please
tell me.
The stage.
No, wait. Tell me the natural disaster, and I'll see if I can come up with the drag name.
I really can't. I can't tell you. It's built right in.
Oh, okay. Well,
please welcome to the stage, Miss Sue. Nami.
Sure, I guess. I thought it was gonna be like Miss Hail Storm. Hail,
well, that Hallie, works too.
Hallie Storm.
Miss Rainy Day.
No. Miss
Flood Flow.
Miss Flashy Flood.
Ew.
Like a flash flood.
No? I heard it, but no one's named Flashy. Not as good as Tsunami.
Well, if they're a squad, then I prefer that squad to the Heathers.
Well, you don't know anything about the Heathers.
Wasn't Raja a Heather?
Oh, I thought you meant the movie The Heathers.
No, that's another movie. That is another war movie I have not seen.
The Heathers? Don't be such a Diet Coke head.
Can you believe people were upset about The Little Mermaid casting somebody who is black as the...
Yes. In fact, what do you mean? Can I believe that? Do you know what time we're living in?
True.
We have a racist president.
People
He's
are all
stirring
like,
up all the
are
racism.
All like, why are you changing my childhood? Why are you? This is you need to honor the original as if like as if anything matters. B, as if they don't already, as if like white people don't already have the representation that they need and want. And then C, as if like it's historically inaccurate for a mermaid to be anything other than white, as if mermaids even exist. I was just like, oh my God, people are so the worst and annoying.
Well, do you think they would have accepted loud era Rihanna in a red wig playing Ariel?
Now that would be iconic with Harry Styles as Prince Eric.
Yeah, and then Rihanna could redo that gif of her with their like twirling fingers and the sparkle, the wig.
Who's gonna voice the thingamabob?
I don't know.
I'm campaigning. I can make metal noises.
I saw a picture on Tumblr or somewhere yesterday that was like the movie poster for Toy Story 4. And it had a dildo like in the front, and it was like, "Hey toys, meet mom's toy."
Ew, I hate it.
And I thought, well, that would have been a plot line I liked better than Sporky.
Well, Sporky can still be mom's toy. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
If you mean a back scratcher.
Back bussy scratcher? Safe and sound, honey.
I'm just Sporky. I'm gonna let you sit in that.
Who do you think is going to be, Flotsam and Jetsam? Surely Billy Eichner and, Seth Rogen again. Why not?
Cool.
Wow.
Did you listen to the new Beyonce song from the movie that came out last Friday?
Yeah.
Now it would have come out 10 days ago, but.
I did. It's fine. Doesn't rock my world, but you know, I'll take it.
It doesn't. What does rock your world?
As far as music goes, well, have you listened to, actually nothing. Bon Iver has a new song that I really like.
Oh my God. I was just looking at the album art from Spirit by Beyonce, mm-hmm. and it was like zoomed way out because it's just the small icon that it shows on Spotify. And I thought the lion's head was like the left side of her hair. I thought she had like a drastic middle part and the lion's face was the other side of her hair parted down the middle. And I thought, well, that was a choice.
And yet it wasn't?
And yet it's a lion's face, not even her hair.
Thank God. We all dodged a bullet on that one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, so I have a controversial question, and it might stir some feathers, ruffle some feathers, or whatever the phrase is. So Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, they have a single out, Senorita.
Yeah. Yeah.
A, do you like the song?
Yes.
Cool. B, they are, so like the reports are, I'm not claiming anything, I'm not saying this is the fact, or I'm not saying anything, but people are seeing them canoodling in public, kissing, holding hands, whatever, whatever, being intimate in whatever type of way. A lot of people are calling it stunty, or like a PR move to promote the single. Do you have opinions or strong thoughts or anything like that? And I guess as like in the form of entertainment, and if people's lives are entertainment, whether or not it's real, I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter. It's not my business. But like, people are really going off about it.
You know what I hate?
What?
Anytime friends hang out and people assume they're a couple.
Yeah, but there's video of them making out though, or kissing.
Okay, well, maybe they like to kiss.
If anybody saw me and you on 4th of July, or not 4th of July, on San Diego Pride, we were really giving each other little kisses.
You licked my face.
Yeah, so people could have filmed that and thought, this is promo for Psychobabble.
I was going to say, there was a really creepy old guy that was just walking around filming me the last day we were at San Diego Pride when we were at that last party, and one of our friends went up and told him, please stop that.
Oh, really? Oh my God, I love the balls.
And I was just like walking around on that back patio and he was like following me filming, and I was like, you're a creep, please. That's like, don't film people.
Yeah, I hate that. I guess, yeah, that's some good commentary on the Camila and Sean situation. It's like, leave them alone. But I know that'll never be the case. People will always be taking pictures and filming, and
I know, and Lord knows people are going to be like, you chose to be a celebrity. I can get to film you. It's my right as an American. Right. Fuck any mermaid that's black.
Jesus Christ. I think my strong opinion on the situation is Senorita's great. Stream it on Spotify. Thank you to both of them for giving me new music, because I feel like I have been in a new music from A-list musicians drought. I feel like, yeah, I'm getting a lot of good music from a lot of people, but like from the A-listers, from the like pop kings and queens, I'm getting nothing. I'm ready for anybody to do anything interesting.
Excuse me, Taylor Swift's put out two songs, Katy Perry's put out a song, Camilla's put out a song.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not getting anything. Have you listened to the Ed Sheeran collab album?
Not the whole album through yet. I haven't had time, but I'm going to download it for my flight to Michigan tomorrow.
Okay, well, you report back. You let me know. Who else has a new album? I don't know. That might be it.
I don't know. We're still waiting on that Rihanna 9.
Oh,
did I
God.
Tell you? Did I tell you she said she was probably just going to like name it R9 because people have just been like harassing her, like asking about R9. And so she said, I might just call it that.
Well, I guess I don't care either way, as long as the music comes. I heard that it was almost going to be a reggae album and then it got scrapped. I heard it was going to be coming this year. She made a meme about it on Twitter about how it was supposed to come out in July. I don't care what it's called. I guess at this point, I just want the music. And that's, I guess, kind of how I feel about Adele. I used to have a strong opinion about it being called her age, but now I'm just like, I guess I don't care. Just give me the new music.
I'm still holding out for that Adele Christmas album, and I know it's July, and I'm okay with that.
Lea Michele's coming out with a Christmas album. I saw her working on it.
What?
And
when you were walking around filming her without her permission.
Yeah, at the gay bar during San Diego Pride. Her in her natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that's coming, and then I saw, I think Dolly Parton is coming out with something Christmassy.
Her 900th album?
Yes, thank God.
Thank God. Well, wow, that's all breaking news. That's all so very interesting.
Corey, I also saw something that I thought was going to rock your world.
What? Tell me, dígame.
I know you love Entertainment Weekly.
Yes.
True or false? Would you say that's a true statement?
I love it. Paul, I love it.
What's your favorite part about it?
Well, I love the bullseye.
I knew you were going to say it. Well, apparently Entertainment Weekly is about to be a monthly magazine. And I thought, my first thought was, what are they going to do about the title of the magazine itself? Entertainment Monthly?
It's so, going to monthly instead of weekly?
How does that make you feel? Do you feel
upset? You know what they say?
Do you like change?
You know what they say? Print media is dead.
You know what they say? Podcasts are dead. You know what they say? Rate our podcast on iTunes.
I started listening to a podcast the other day all about murder.
Murder?
Murder.
I'm currently watching, not to be a womp womp downer, but I'm watching When They See Us. Whew.
Okay.
Have you watched it?
No, but a cute boy told me I should.
You absolutely should. If you're listening and if you are looking for something new to watch, or if you're not looking for something new to watch, I think it's something that you should watch. Holy macaroni. Anthony and I are watching it right now, and it's, I think, 4 episodes long. So we try to spread things out. We do not like to like do everything in one night. So we watch 1 episode a night, and we are 2 episodes in. And oh my gosh, it is, like, the fact that this is a true story is just like, America is the worst, and it's built on being the worst, and thank you for that.
Well, did you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of bad countries.
Sure.
You know that face app that everyone's using?
Uh-huh. To make yourself look old or young or whatever.
Yeah, did you know that's a Russian-owned company?
I saw that, and I saw people posting about how if you use it and submit a picture, then you are forfeiting the rights of that image, and they can be used for commercial use, or it could be used in a billboard, or they have the rights to your name and your likeness for whatever reasons they want to use it for. And apparently, like 150 million people have used it so far and submitted their images and forfeited their rights to those images. I'm like, oh, well, great. We're just in time for the next election. Russia has, if this is the case, access to as many faces and names as they want and can do whatever they want with them. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I just have... technology is will be the downfall. I feel like this is not going to end well. And by this,
I know,
Earth.
I read it last night before bed, and then I laid in bed thinking about how we're all stuck in a Black Mirror episode.
Oh my God. Well, duh. Yeah. It's, Twitter was down the other day for like half of the day, and I did a poll, and I was like, was it torture or bliss? And most people voted bliss. I think we would all benefit if all of that, everything got a nice little reset.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
I was reading about psychic predictions for like many, 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 many years out because obviously I was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was saying something about, people like 10 years from now are going to start all these like small communities that are just like no technology. And it goes back to the old ways. And it's going to be like farming and this and this and that. And I thought, maybe I need to start one of those communities.
That sounds good. People have fantasies about abandoning everything. I saw this Twitter thread that was like, what's your fantasy job? Not your dream job that's like realistic for what you want on your path in your current life, but like if you could escape it all and do something that's your fantasy job, what would that be? And the thread was fascinating. Everyone's like, I would love to just take portraits of animals, or I would love to just be a botanist and like work in a greenhouse. And like everyone's jobs are something that has zero impact on Earth, but something that like they would actually enjoy day to day. And I have fantasies about that. I'm like, oh my God, imagine being able to just like delete everything off the internet and go like work at a rental shop for skates and like zero impact. But like people, if people come to me, they can get their skates. I say, bring them back. And then I see them in an hour. How fun. I supply them with.
You just want to rent out skates?
I feel like it's low pressure. That's like when everybody's like, what's your favorite job you've ever had? I'm like, McDonald's. It was like, I wasn't curing cancer. I wasn't saving the world, but it was just like, I got through the day and it was fun. And you know, it was, I got to leave it and log out and not think about it when I came home. You know what I mean?
That's true. There aren't many jobs now where you like leave and can like log out mentally completely.
Right. So that's I guess what I mean by that. Although I know that comes with its own stresses and there's like a blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's not like, yeah.
What is your fantasy job?
Oh my God. Well, now
not your dream job. But
now I just want to take pictures of animals.
Sure.
My dream job is to just brush wigs. No.
Okay. I need to do that. The next time you're here, can you help me?
Just invite our one friend over who loves brushing wigs.
Who? Do we have
Camden.
That friend?
I didn't know. Oh my God, Camden loves it.
I did not know Camden loved to brush wigs.
I keep saying I want to install shelves all along the top of our guest bedroom and buy a bunch of those styrofoam heads and put all of our wigs up there and just have them all on display across the top shelf of that guest bedroom. And then everyone can just come over and brush a wig. You can take down a wig. You can put on a wig.
I organized all my drawers or all my closets in my house. So like the closet in the guest bedroom, the closet in the entryway. I like cleaned all of them out.
You organized the closet in the guest bedroom?
Yes, get ready. You're going to be shocked and you're going to love it. Your room is so beautiful.
Oh my God. Now I can finally order a thin pillow and have it sent to your house and have it kept in the closet because your pillows are too bulky.
Okay.
And I will gladly just order a skinny pillow on Amazon.
Live your life, baby. There's room now.
But did you fix the outlets in your guest bedroom?
No, I still need to do that. And it's on the list, okay? But my point
maybe instead of a shared drag name list, we create a shared list of little things I think you should do.
Chores, you mean? You're trying to give me a chore list. Great, wonderful.
Well, it's called a honey-do list.
Honey-do.
It's called a little pussy-do list.
I think that my biggest realization as I grew older was that cantaloupe is not as good as honeydew. Thank you.
Is that what your fantasy job is?
Is sorting the honeydew out of fruit mixes and saying, here's the best part.
Well, you know what I've realized as I've grown older?
Is that we've run out of time?
Why Trudy, though?
Why? Because Trudy Lowbrow. You know what? I'm going to introduce the world to Trudy Lowbrow one of these days. She's going to make her debut on my YouTube channel.
Are your fucking eyebrows going to be your eyelids?
They're going to be like down here. Ugh. It'll be nice for daddy.
Well, baby. Because are you trying to be like, because drag queens always draw eyebrows so high that you want to draw them low?
Yeah, it's going to be suspiciously
low. Are you trying to
low.
Get a size 6 forehead or whatever?
A 6
5
head.
Head? 6, six head. Head?
Yeah.
7 head?
And then I'll wear a bald cap that really brings it back even a little bit more, pushes it back. Oh,
well, isn't that cute?
Yeah, you're welcome. I texted Nathan today. I was like, video idea. Thoughts on me making a raspberry beret out of real raspberries?
Oh my God. Don't you dare come for the iconic Prince song, Raspberry Beret.
He goes, is that a reference I should know?
It's my favorite Prince song.
Well, he had no clue. I sent him the link and he goes, was this a single? I said, oh baby. God. So,
well, I hate millennials.
Another video idea deemed irrelevant. Back to the drawing board.
Well, great. That's it. That's the whole episode.
Did someone say... Hole?
Did someone say Trudy Lowbrow?
Trudy Lowbrow coming at ya. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm online at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
And I'm Tyler Everywhere. Oakley, TYLER OAKLEY. Thank you for listening. Give us a rating on iTunes and be sure to follow us on Spotify. New episodes every Tuesday. Corey, see you next week. Actually, I might see you this week. Who knows? I'm about to head to San Francisco. Maybe I'll bump into you.
I'm flying to Michigan for a wedding, so chances are you won't.
Ships in the night. Wow.
Unless you're coming over tonight to watch Big Brother.
Hell no. Okay. Bye.